We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we will be beginning on Nun Beis Amud Beis by the Tudat, which is around 15 lines from the bottom, and it's going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah that we learned all the way back on Daf Mem Beis ends off with this. It says, "V'medvar Mamurim," all those halachas of the Chazaka, Chesed Gimel Shanim, Zdafka, B'machzik. But if you give him a tano, or achim shcholku, or a machzik minichse ger, or someone who's trying to be kinder than the chosim of a ger, noal v'godar or parat. If you noal means you put a lock up, godar you made a fence, or parat you made a pirza, you broke something down, calls you a little bit to raise your chazak. That's what says the Mishnah. We're going to learn a lot about chazak now as we go along. That's the words of the Mishnah. Now, the words of the Mishnah are hard to understand. Because it says, all these halachas are machzik. Now, but when is not machzik, that's also a chazak. It's also machzik. So, all the following things that we say, right? Matana and brothers that split up a Yerusha, or someone trying to be kind of the nechasim, the property of a ger, which has no yarshim, that's not a chazaka. So what does it mean, medvar machzik? So more chsurim machzik v'achatani. Medvar amurim b'chazaka sheyeshim ataina. When do you need 3 years? That's by a chazaka that there's an error on it. Kegoyin, meichar mele mechati, the meichar says, I never sold it, lekecha mekachti, the meichar says, I bought it. When there's an argument, that's when you need a chazaka of gimel shanam. Ava chazaka sheyeshim ataina, here the chazaka sheyeshim ataina means something else, that means all over the parak. Chazaka sheyeshim ataina means, but a chazaka without any Irurim, without any arguments going back and forth, kegoin. For example, noisim atana, someone who's giving a present, or va'achem shecholku, or brothers who are splitting up Yerusha, or va'machzik v'nichse ager, someone's coming to be kinda the nechasim of a ger does not have yarshim, it's like hefker. Dilemikne ba'almahu, that's just to be kinda. Then the halach is no'al, godar, or parat, kol shu reza chazaka. If you do one of these three things, then that's chazaka. Which we'll learn as we go along. The aside is, you have to do something to improve the property. If you do something to improve a property, even a little bit, that is called a chazaka. And with that, you are kind of the property. You're kind of the property with this chazaka. When no one's arguing, I'm trying to sell it to you, I'm trying to give you a present, I'm trying to do something with you, and you go ahead and make a chazaka, then it works with one of these kinyanim, this is all kinyan chazaka, with one of these mises, one of these things you do, either by making a lock, or by fixing a fence, or by opening in the fence, so you get in and out of the property. That's enough, and that's called the improvement of the property. I raise a chazaka.
Then, if somebody sells something in property,
right?
No one's arguing. Is that kind of chazaka right away?
He has to make a chazaka. Yes, of course he does. More say. Yeah, he's coming right away. That's exactly what I'm saying.
The same thing as matanah.
So everything the same thing. Yeah.
So what's this whole thing?
They say all these dinim of 3 years chazaka, nichse av, nichse ben. It's only when there's arguments. Yes, matanah
also.
Matanah, everything. Yes, everything. Yeah. The chilik is there arguments or no arguments? That's the chilik. Yes. Zokta Gemara, Tani Rav Hoshea beKedush Meilevi. Rav Hoshea learned in his brisa of Tesefta that he was Mesader, Tesefta, and in Tesefta, Mesechta's Kedushin, he was Gerus like this. Na'al Godar Paratz Koshu Befanov, if you make this Chazaka in front of the Moicher, Harezu Chazaka. That's the law. It says, if you make Chazaka in front of the Moicher, Harezu Chazaka. And the Gemara's question is like this. Befanov in Shlei Befanov Loi, does it have to be Dafk in front of the Moicher, and Shlei Befanov not? Well, you have to make chazaka dafka b'fanav. What's happens? Why would you have to make a chazaka dafka b'fanav? So Mara says, explains like this. Amar Rava, hachkamar. B'fanav le'tzarach l'meim aleich hazek k'ni. If you're talking with the meicher, or the noisim atana, whatever the case is, and the guy says, I am giving it to you. Or he says that I'm making of this amount of money, I owe you this amount of money, I'm giving you this, I owe you. I make of this amount of money a cost, and then the guy goes ahead and makes the chazaka, the buyer. That's a kinyan. Even without me telling you, go make a kinyan right now, because you're doing it in front of me. Masha inken shaloi befonov, if we made up, we went to his office, we made up, okay, you're going to buy it, you're going to pay 1.5 million for it, and you write up a contract that you're going to pay 1.5 million for this thing, and then he goes ahead and goes to the property, he's down in front of him, and makes the chazaka. There it will not work. You have to say lechazek kni. Shaloi b'fanov. It's not b'fanov. Tzarich lemei malei lechazek kni. There you have to say go. You have to tell him the meichas telekeach. Go be kainit. Now the Rashbam says even a bigger chiddush. Even if he paid for it already, there are cases that even if he paid for it, he's not kainit yet. Even though we know karka is kainit of a kesef b'shtar and a chazaka. It is kind of a kesef. But like the Gemara Kedushin says, that in a city where they write a shtar, and a kesef alone is not enough of a kinyan without the shtar, so then you're not kinyan until you write a shtar. Or if you make a chazaka. So in such a case, you need a chazaka. But shloi b'fanav, you need leich chazek a kni. He has to tell you, go ahead and make a chazaka. So that's what it means b'fanav. B'fanav, you don't need the meicha to tell you, go ahead and make a chazaka. Mashaken shaloi b'fanav, it's not in front of the meicha, you need him to say leich chazek a kni. Boy Rav, matona heich. On top of the Gimel Rav, second line from top. Boy Rav, matona heich. What's the halacha when Reuben's giving Shimon a matona? And he says, you know what? I'm giving you that property for a present. And they made this up in the office. He leaves the office. He goes to the property. And he does some improvement to the property. Is that a chazaka? He never told him lech chazek kni. So much more. Might the boy Rav? What is Rav Shiloh? Shiloh matana. By a sale, the kiyav lezuzi, where he gives money. Either he gave money already, like we said before, and sometimes even giving money is not enough in a place where they write a shtar, or I'm going to give money. So he stole the amalei lechazek a kni in iloy loy, only with lechazek a kni, only if he tells you to make a chazaka, make a chazaka. Matana lekalshkein. It's like, what's his shayla? Shayla, matana, maybe you could do it in shleib fun of, without him telling you to do it. I understand. By mecher, where the guy's paying for it, and there, it makes sense he should make a chazaka. There we have to do a dafka with fun of, or he says, lechazek a kni. And my tana kalshkein, of course you have to say that. What's the Rav? Rav Savar, man di yav matana ba'ayin yafa yav. Someone who gives matana gives ba'ayin yafa, and therefore, when he said I'm giving matana, I agree even without me telling you lech chazek kni, and without telling or without being in front of, I allow you to go ahead and make a chazak on that.
Someone gives you a matana, isn't it like he's telling you lech chazek kni?
No. He said, I'm giving you my tana. So that's not like it's a stronger lashon. Go make a kinyan right now, because he still wants to change his mind. Maybe he still wants to write to change his mind. Now the Rashbam speaks out that Shmuel also holds the idea of ba'ayin yafa, but he's like you find other places, including we had on Daf Nun Aleph, that someone sells a field to his wife, dear, the Baal eats Paris, but he gives him a tana to his wife. The Baal does not eat Paris. Why? Because ba'ayin yafa. Shmuel agrees to the idea of ba'ayin yafa. But Shmuel holds that over here it doesn't apply. Why? Because once the matana is given to you, it's given to you by ayin yafa. But if we're not sure it's given to you yet, that's not ayin yafa yet. That's you don't use ayin yafa yet. Of a kol's man, Dr. Rashbam, the masaf galon, igomar lahakas matana, if he finished giving the matana, eloi, misafik, ain lo loy mash, nosna shaloy matana, ad mefarish, on loy chakni. That you don't say. He agrees to the idea of ayin yafa. But he holds here it does not apply, but Rav holds it does apply, and therefore he's not sure. He holds it applies. He is not sure if you need lechazek kni by matana or not. He has a shaila. Boy Rav matana. He doesn't answer the shaila. Shmuel said it was not a shaila. It's pasha. You need it, but Rav holds no. Since it's ayin yafa, I hear there's a shaila here more than mecha. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It said in the Mishnah. And the Brice everywhere, it says, Kolshu, it's enough to improve the karka by a little bit, that's enough. Now, what's an example of Kolshu? A Kama Kolshu. So, I'm talking to Shmuel, God our Geder, there was a fence there, Veshlim La Asara, and you improved it to 10 Tvachim, or Uparat Pirtsa Kedishikanas Virtsba, or if you opened up an opening so I could go in and out, Harezu Chazak. That is Chazak. And the Gemara is in a handle, what exactly is this? Why is it a Kolshu? What do we do? Hi, so we're going to talk about Geder, and we're going to talk about Pirtza. Rashbam will talk about, what about Na'al? We'll get this soon. Hi, Geder Hechidami. What's the case of a Geder that was saying by a fence is a Kolshu? We said, Shmuel says the words are from 9 to 10. But let's see. Hi, Geder Hechidami. Elim the Makar lo have a Salkele. If before he improved the property, you couldn't get in. It was a high enough fence, it was barbed wire, you couldn't get in. So the Makar lo have a Salkele. Now you proved it another tefach, let's say, and now you can't get in. My avad, what exactly did you do? You didn't improve it. You couldn't get in, now you can't get in. You didn't do anything. The elo must be the mikar avasakle. Till now it was too low, and you could get over it. So it was not a good fence. Now you improved the fence in a way that you can't get into the property. So that's not kosher. That's tuva avad. He did an unbelievable thing. He did not have a fence. Now he had a fence. That's tuva avad. It's not a kosher. So the Rav says, until now, it was easy to get over the fence. It's harder to get over the fence. That's called a kosher because you still get in. Just made it a little harder. That's called improving by kosher. And the Rashbam speaks out that it says behind the kosher ahani, the akati salak like I still get in. But Dr. Rashbam, the second wide line that v'had nakat shmul of a shimul asara lav dafka. It's lav dafka asim asara. The word in lepakas v'yud. The whole point is that if I made it that it's harder to get in, that's already improvement. Only dafka need asara. Asara is lav dafka. So that's what we're talking about when it comes to geder. What about now? We'll talk about pirtz. High pirtz echidami. When you make an opening, until now you get into the property. And now also I get into the property. So my avad, what do you do by opening a hole in the fence to get in and out? You always get in and out. What do you do exactly? Made it a little wider. Who cares? Ve'ela the mikar lev ailibay. You couldn't get in. Now you could get in. So tuva avad. So he did a major improvement. Until now, you get in. You have to scratch yourself in there. You push yourself in there. Now it's easier to get in, and that's what the proven ones. That's called the porta hani. Now the response speaks out. We don't want to answer that you couldn't get in at all, and now you get in bedoichik because that's called tuvavat. If you couldn't get in at all, now you got in bedoichik. It's still called tuvavat because now you get in. So that's a vada called. That's of course a little better. Now, so that explains godar and pirtza. What's kosher? What's not al kosher? So here we need the Rashbam to help us out. The Rashbam says, "V'gabi noal kol shunami ikal afrusha kai gavna shesosam pesach stima kol shu demikar ayla b'ravcha v'hashi ayla b'duchka." There was an opening here. Now you're making a door, so you made a door that it made it a little harder to get in, and that would also be called a kol shu. It didn't have a door; you're getting right in, and now you made a door which makes it harder to get in. That was the case of noal kol shu inami. Another pshat in the Rashbam is that you put a lock up. You put shukava minol bedelas linabo. That had a binyan. You put a lock or a handle to the door. That's called a binyan kosher. But that it's still called kosher. Just having that, it's called a kosher. He says, but if you locked it up, he says, let's say you lock it up with a lock and you lock it. That's not called an improvement to the property. That's just saving the property from people stealing it. That's not called a improvement to the property. That's what the Rashbam says. If you just lock it up, it's like you're protecting the property. That's not enough. We'll see as we go along. In order to be called a chazak, you have to do an improvement to the property. If you're just doing a lock up, you lock it up, that's not cool. For example, sometimes the banks get a foreclosure and they lock up the whole place. That's not called improving the property. That's called blocking the property. That's not called improving the property. Improving the property means you do something that makes the property more useful. More useful. Yeah, balance means you're showing it, making it more useful, not locking it up. So to Gemara Vaita. There was a fence around it and was missing a rack. Missing a brick, we'll make it fancy, missing a brick. So he put the brick in, Vahoyal and a Tudaif. Or not al Tsuror, he took out a brick, Vahoyal and a Tudaif. Harezu Chazaka. Now everyone wants to know what exactly did he do? Like putting in a brick and taking a brick. Obviously you can't fit through a brick. So what are you doing exactly? So tomorrow, my nosan and my notal. What are you gaining by taking and putting there? What are you gaining? Ilema nosan tsror. You put in the brick, the rack, v'socha maya mina, and you stopped water. There was water coming in from a flood. Flood waters coming towards the property, and by you putting in that stone, you're blocking the flood waters. Or notal tsror v'avmay. Or the property was flooded, by you taking out that stone, the water's leaving the property. That's not a chazaka. That is just called mavriya chari. Again, it's not an improvement on the property. You are saving the property from damage. That's not called a chazaka. That's called hashavas aveda. You're helping out the guy from losing his property. That's not called improving a property. It's called hashavas aveda. You're saving them from a damage. So what's the case? What's the case of that hoyle? Ella nosan tsuror the tzomalei. You put in the rock, the brick, because you wanted to keep water in there so it should be irrigated properly. The tzomel le'mayer is lashon of tzomel pasul. It's attached. The water, you want the water to be connected to the property. So you put in that stone in order to have the water, the irrigation, stay here in the property. That's improvement. Or not al tzorar v'arvel chamaya, where you took out a tzorar so water can get in easier. There it's improvement on the field, and that will be a chazaka. So that's the case. A nosan tzorar, not al tzorar, that's hoyel. It's talking about such a case where you're improving the property by making the water source more irrigated by either stopping the water, holding the water in there, or making an opening for the water to get in.